job. Hey, so have a relaxing spot. You want to sit? Have a seat. Let's talk about our weekend. First of all, I want to say... come over, Joy. Alright. So, first of all, Friday night, thank you for traveling off-site to a different place. I found it tremendously helpful to be there. And just kind of get out of the groove and the busy and the bustle. We just had a spot where we could relax, pass ourselves, and listen and improve. So thank you for making the trek. There was a lot of stuff that happened last week. We moved off-site last Monday to go to a couple different acoustical places to train our ears in different spots. Then we're staying in yet a whole different spot Friday night, and then two spots on Saturday morning before we even went in and performed on a stage. And I think it was invaluable to have all those different opportunities and just times for our ears to play around with different acoustics and get used to the places and challenge us. So thank you for making the trek and the journey, for being open to that. I very much appreciate that from all of you. How did you feel about Saturday? Let's get some feedback. Any thoughts?
I thought we sounded really good.
Yeah.
You know, to receive most improved chorus, that was awesome. That was good. Especially with me being with you guys for, what, 4 months? So, hey, nice work, everybody.
Yeah. Is it most improved just because they were judging harder? Because we had the same score.
No, we were actually one point higher.
1 point higher.
Yeah, 1 point higher, but everyone else went down. So,
doesn't make any reference whether it's 1 or 10, we were still most improved.
That's right. And as some of us know, there were some judges that just scored, a little more, harsh is not the word I'm looking for. They're a harder to please bunch, and the scores are just all over.
Right.
So I can't always necessarily compare scores from year to year, but what you can compare is the fact that, yes, most improved course. So we are on an upward trajectory, just missed being in the top 5.
That's right.
By like 1 point a judge, right? I mean, that's
yeah.
So we were almost there. We were right in those coattails, so we just need to keep improving and working. I'm thrilled with the amount of work that we were able to accomplish in 4 months. I think, and the score is reflected too, with the ballad, there's some good work that was happening on the When Somebody Loved Me song. There's just good stuff, good attention, finesse, and detail going on. And as I said in after our evals, I'm starting to figure out the character of this group. I'm starting to figure out our strengths together, and that's going to help us pick repertoire. I mean, I came into having repertoire chosen, so now we get to the point where we can actually start picking repertoire that's going to capitalize on our strengths, or what are our sort of just unique sort of aspects. And I'm excited. I've got some good thoughts and ideas that I'm working on, even made a few contacts with people there who are well-known arrangers, and to see about commissioning a piece for us, so that we're not just picking a stock something, but we get something that's going to speak to our strengths and be just for us. So I'm excited about what we have coming up once we get to Christmas and can start working on both our spring show and next season's contest literature. So really excited for that. I think, the ballad will keep as something that we kind of pull out and try, maybe just for fun when we come back from break. We'll just kind of sing just to have something that we actually really know well and can make some music on instead of being forced to sight read all night long. But what else? I mean, give me some thoughts. Give me some feedback. Tell me. I mean, I'm 4 months with you all. I don't know what you're used to, but I'd love to just love to know how you thought the weekend went. I'd love to know what were highlights for you, what were things that you took away from evals we want to make sure we remember. So often, we go into critical ear mode, or we try to jump right into constructive criticism, and we don't actually linger on the things that were wonderful and positive that we actually should be celebrating. So from my eyes, I mean, we had breakthroughs even in the night before. I mean, little things, like think of a dial, and that made us put pitch right on those first things without any sort of searching. We talked a lot about relying on each other, trusting one another, going out there, singing what you know, because it's going to feel like you're singing in a vacuum out there in that ballroom, right? And I feel like we accomplished that. I think we stuck to it. I had people coming up. The MC, Bagby, comes up afterwards and said, I can't believe that's the same choir. I think that's the best I've heard the Des Moines Chorus singing in a long time. And that's from a guy who's been there and knows what he's talking about for a little while.
Several times in the past.
Yeah, yes. Great, excellent. He was the sort of guy in charge of the judges.
Very Courts.
Thank you. Is that the name?
Well, there was that or
Barry doesn't sound like who I
thought. Carter's home.
Carter, that's who it was. Carter.
Carter's our local.
Yeah, okay.
DJ guy.
There you go. So Carter came up and just said, oh my gosh, there's just really good stuff going on there. I'm just hearing this continued growth and stuff coming out of the chorus. People, we've got their attention. So now it's up to us to follow through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I think it's amazing what we've done in 4 months. Let me hear from you. I'm talking.
Good camaraderie this weekend. It was really nice to get a chance to talk a little bit with folks in the group about just them, what they did with their lives besides this, and just getting a chance to get together. So
I made it a point of all of our various meals and things together to try to fit with different people, and obviously I couldn't get to all of you, but it was just fun to get to know some people and hear what's going on. I may even get... I'm going to even get a free loaf of bread out of the deal.
Your wife is amazing.
But it's just, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that helps us not only grow as a chorus, but because, when we start to get involved in each other's lives and just getting to know one another, those are the kinds of things that are also going to show in our performances, that we're more than just coming together and singing. We actually like each other's company. So I'm glad that you made the trek across the street to the restaurant so we could all eat together. And that was fun, singing and mouth
applause.
What was that?
Well, for so fun, yeah.
Yeah,
it's been 4 years since I sat with the group spontaneously in public, and that was just so much fun. And I looked around and said, how many people know? I see this guy over here in general class singing Country Roads with us, and I pointed at him. it was really cool. It was just a lot.
Yeah. Super good. Hey, I didn't think about that, did you? So, what else? Talk to me. Yes.
Wes was the only one that was a brand new member that had never sung before, right?
Will. Could be.
I think so. And
first contest? Maybe.
Maybe
so.
What? Isn't this your first contest?
It was contest, but I've been with you for 1.5 months.
Yeah.
So Glenn was Glenn, was that your first time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Very good. So we had three people, totally brand new. And good experience, right?
Awesome experience. I felt a lot of confidence talking that this is so cool. I thought we were going to that.
Yeah.
We need about 10 more.
Yeah. Well, and that you're kind of stepping into where I'm going next, but remind me of that. Let's keep going. Yes, Gary.
In several conversations with various people, we were talking about the fact that basically each one of our sessions is about the same. I mean, it's as many tenors as we have basses and deeps and feathers are all about the same. And, if you raise your harmonizer, there are choruses around the country that are built around this quartet, so all parts of the same numbers. And so the concern in the conversation was what about the balance was going to be like. But then at the end of one of these conversations, I did hear somebody that views I respect and really value that they didn't notice any problems about in balance, that they loved it. We all talk about the experience of microphones being a little too loud on the upper treble side with the tenors and things like that. Mm-hmm. They said there wasn't any problem with that at all.
That was working with the quartets, not so much the choruses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were having a problem with the monotone and the stereo with the quartet.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
When I came off the stage, I felt I was pretty dead. Because I felt like I was seeing this with a curtain. And I could hear myself more than usual, and I was not in the best of voice. This was all started.
Yeah.
And I came off stage and what was wrong? He says, you did quite as well as the picture. She said, that's the best of the voice. She just said it came across beautiful, you know, the sound, the music, the drum.
My wife said the same thing.
We'll be getting the video soon. I got an email that Mark Fortino has been editing those and getting them ready. They're going to send them to us in Dropbox.
Great.
It's been a long time since we've actually watched the videos.
Oh, yeah. Viewing party would be good.
And yeah. I think that would, we watch it with a critical eye and ear.
Yes. Yeah, we're celebrating tonight. We'll go into fix-it mode.
Yes. But we will be getting that. I hope you get to see it.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to. Yes, we will definitely take time to do that.
With us or will we see it?
We'll just see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they send out one archival copy. That we get to keep.
That's John. One thing I got from the A&R is getting your body into it, not necessarily doing a lot of motions, but just.
Yeah.
And I think we can emphasize that one.
I get told, well, from what I've kind of heard, bits and pieces of you talking about in the past, usually the evals have had some component of you need to get your faces involved. And all the judges this time around said faces were there, we just need now commitment from
them.
So I guess we counted that one home well enough. Now we got new faces counted on. That's good. We'll keep on going. Yeah. So Leland brought up something that kind of leads into what I want to go to next, and that is there is a whole different level of repertoire and things that we can focus on that comes with size. Okay? You know, we are the sort of AA plateau group, right? Okay? In this market, in the metro area of the size it is, there's no reason we shouldn't be up there in numbers to match. It is not ambassadors who could at least get central standard level numbers, okay? Here's my goal and challenge, okay? We did what we wanted to have a guest night a few weeks back, right? After we got done with the Harmony Explosion thing, the youth festival. And my challenge was each of you bring one person. And if you remember, right, the number of guests we had that night?
Zero.
More cookies for us!
Right. Okay, now, I don't want to belabor the point, but here's the thing. What's the legacy of the course? Does it stop with you, or are you really thinking about the long-term longevity and health of the organization, right? Either ends here, or we bring in new blood. Now, I'm doing my best to network, and we've got some people kind of starting to phase in little by little, but we need, by contest next year, and that means actually probably 4 or 5 months before we go to contest, 20 new peeps on these risers, to really do the kind of stuff that's going to take us from here to starting to be able to play in the same arena with some of the other choruses, takes a different level of repertoire. But with that different level of repertoire also needs a few more choruses because it's just, it's big. It's big, it's epic stuff. Okay? So, what do you personally have to do so that you're not the last person in the chorus when it closes down, right? I'm not trying to paint a grand picture at all. It's not it at all. But I do want the chorus to outlast you. I want it to outlast me. I want it to keep going. And for that, you need to actually physically get someone into this organization. How's things over? Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Is it not surprising that you gentlemen did well at competition? When I was here in July, I felt like the individual quality singer here is better than multiple parts I've been to. So I think the key is just getting people in the door. Once they hear it, they're going to be like, this is great. So I really feel like you have the quality. If you can get them in here, you're going to start retaining some guys.
You were here in July?
Yes, and it was.
I must have been. Was you Harvey University week or something?
I don't know. You weren't here that week.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
you got lucky.
It makes me wish that I was close enough to be in your choir because, like I said, the quality of singer here is just like, man, I wish we had that.
Hey, looking for a hospital?
I mean,
that recognized that I was director. I'm very glad you said that. It was your assistant director. I was very impressed by him as well. I was like, man, if we had an assistant director like that.
You might have been at Harvey U.
For some of you that have friends in the chorus that aren't attending, several years ago, if we had the percentage of people of what we have now that we had in a concert 7 or 8 years ago, we would have had 42 people on stage out of our 69 people.
Yeah.
So we had about, 9 percentage-wise, we're down 9 people, and they're right here. It was in the chorus.
So yeah, from what's on the books to who participated, yes. So we need to football that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get a well-oiled machine going, and we've got good results. We had a nice showing at the Youth in Harmony. Okay, we had an excellent showing at the convention contest. If we do our work, our homework right, Christmas is going to be amazing. We're going to be out there on the radio statewide, broadcast multiple times. Okay, these are all great calling cards and things that people are going to start learning who we are and starting to associate goodness with what we're doing. That's going to create some new energy and some interest. But it really takes invitation. It takes hand-holding, and it takes you actually physically bringing someone here. Just mentioning to your neighbor is never going to get them to come. You actually have to say, hey, neighbor, I want you to come with me. I'm going to pick you up at 6:30, and we're going to go together. Okay? Well, maybe that's uncomfortable for some of you, but we need to get outside of... Actually, what you're doing is you're helping someone. We all know the benefits of singing. We know what it can do to just help improve a whole bunch of different things. We can leave our baggage at the door, come in here, and have great fun singing for 2 hours. And that is therapeutic in a whole bunch of different ways. And to rob people of that experience is actually selfish. So if you get them here, you're actually doing everybody a favor. Look at that.
I read an article just today in AARP magazine about this lady's father who just sat around didn't do anything. She said, get involved in a group somewhere.
Yeah.
I do something with people. And this is the greatest thing you could ever do.
Yep. And somehow we've got to tap into a little bit younger demographic. I know that. But I'm just saying somehow we've got to find a way to look out for the next generation. Okay? So every opportunity that you have to be in a circle, whether that's talking about someone's son or something like that, okay, you got to start putting feelers out here. But my challenge to you is that by the time we start working on new stuff after Christmas, we got to get at least 20 new people. There's no reason we can't have 80 people on these risers again. There's just no reason. And what we have is excellent stuff to offer. And that's only going to allow us to open up a whole new booklet of repertoire, a whole new bank of experiences, and we're going to actually be happier for it. Okay? It's a little bit of work on the front end, but we all have to commit to doing it. Do we have any business we need to talk about?
Sure.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. First of all, do we have any renewals? Mm-hmm. No, not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'll ask Lyle to list the slate of officers again.
Okay. We forgot to do it last week. We happened to announce the slate of officers 3 times before we can actually vote on it. So this is the second time. And so the slate that we have right now, Mike has agreed to continue another term as president. Ed Biddle as the executive vice president. Jim has agreed to be secretary. Larry has agreed to continue as treasurer. And I am the has-been president. That's the fifth member on the board, the immediate past president. So are there any other nominations from the floor? I didn't think so. So that's two.
That's two.
Okay. I wish I could do that.
I do have a question. When it comes to the board, I never hear when the meetings are.
I assume they're open meetings.
They are. We have not scheduled another. We will. What we have done was sort of a long-range planning meeting the last time, just to sort of get a sense of where we're at and where we're going. So I think we accomplished a little bit of that, and so we'll be meeting again here in one of those. I'll post it to the world. You're more than welcome to come.
We don't have monthly meetings anymore.
Yeah, so it's
impromptu, but
quarterly.
We don't know about them.
We're trying to get to that, and we will eventually. We're still a little more of an operating board than we'd like to be, but nonetheless, that's just the way it is. Also, too, our annual dinner meeting, whatever you want to call it, is going to be December 10th. That is a Monday. It'll be at the Machine Shed at 6 o'clock, as far as the happy hour beginning, and we'll get the details out to you soon. And our district, what is it, I guess the Central District President is going to be installing the officer, so it drives in from, well, I guess, comfortable.
I would say.
Absolutely. Okay. So anyhow, so much for that, and anything else for the other cause? Yes, sir.
I haven't put the list out yet, but most of you know who would be eligible to be the Barbershopper of the Year for this year. So I'm working on that, but just be thinking about who you would like to get to be.
Who is that committee? Who makes up that committee?
Being the previous two.
Okay. So you've got that under control, right?
Any man who has not had it before and has been looking for it for years.
Okay.
Also newcomer of the year.
Okay.
And also newcomer.
And who's responsible for determining that?
Same group.
Good. Okay. So we're both handy. All right. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Yes. I'd like to mention we would have our dinner going over here today, but he had to take a long walk into a surgical suite for replacing.
That's right. We have seen much.
Well, he's out of the truck.
I think he just stays overnight.
Yes.
Early this morning, and I think tomorrow he goes home.
Okay.